Eventually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Gurudev and the Guru Parampara and all the great sages in this massive movement to bring to this degraded age of Kali the Harinam Sankirtana Yajna. Srila Gurudev is more than adequately endowed to spread this movement throughout the world. And you and me are most fortunate indeed to have Srila Gurudev present here today. Without any further ado, I wish to hand you over to Gurudev, who will address us today and enlighten us about pure bhakti.
Jai Jai Radharaman Hari Bol.
Thank you.
wife.
Sitar also. Two miles.
Maru.
Ladies and gentlemen, join our group now is another one of Lord Nanda Prabhu, who is going to be singing for the pleasure of Gurudev and the Lordships.
We heard that his wife and
his wife. Hare Krishna.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणं त्यज। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सरस्वती भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सदृश एंड सेम अंटू द लेटेस्ट फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सरस्वती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। My dear sannyasis, brahmachari, or Vaishnava and Vaishnavina, we are telling from beginning that without bhajan, anyone cannot be happy. Actually, we are not this physical body. Our soul, we are different from this body. But by the illusory maya of Krishna, we are thinking that I am this body. The happiness, sorrow, problems are mine. But actually this is wrong. we are always eternal servant of Krishna. We forget him. And that is why this illusory maya came. And we are thinking that this body. And whatever we do, not to please Krishna, to be pleased myself. But this is quite wrong. You cannot be happy. In time immemorial. So, our Rishi Muni has discovered without bhajan, anyone cannot be happy. But what is bhajan? That we are explaining. Bhajan means sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papibhyo mukshyasyami ma shuchya. Giving up all the religions worldly, take the shelter of my Krishna story. And whatever will be seen by giving up all these religions, then I will save him from all. So, we should not expend our time only in sense gratification and for this body only. What is bhajan? To take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. That is, O Krishna, you are mine. I am not this body. And to chant the holy name of Krishna. Krishna has told, I have invested all my power, all my qualities, all my mercies in these names, especially 60 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, if you will do like that, then Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naamaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nashtevu, Nashtevu, Nashtevu Gatiranya. Only there is one way to be happy. Hare Naam, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. There is no way other. So by this we can be happy forever. Krishna will liberate from this world and he will take us in his Golok Vrindavan. And he will engage us in his service. If you have done in your past life so many sins, Mahapap, even Krishna will excuse you. There is Upakhyan in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ajamil Upakhyan. You can hear this and imagine how Krishna is so powerful. Shyam Rami will explain. Do you want to come and sit? If you like, you can come and sit.
কত মিনিট কমেন্টের মধ্যে বলবে?
15 minutes.
Om Jnanam Dasya Jnanam Janasavakaram Chaksuram Nitam Yena Kasmai Sri Gurave Namo. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nishalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, a stone that is set to Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shishu Gurudev, Om Vishnupada, a stone that is set to Sri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciples in succession, all the sannyasigan, all the assembled devotees, and all of our honored guests. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to describe in brief the history of a most sinful person named Ajamir in order to give evidence of the glory of chanting the holy name of Krishna or Vishnu. Parikit Maharaj is asking Srila Sukadeva Goswami, the narrator of Srimad Bhagavatam, you've already described the various hellish planets and karmic activities and how the living entity is transmigrating through 8,400,000 species of life. Now I'd like to know how it can be delivered. Sukadeva Goswami offered the process of atonement, performing pious activities, austerity, charity, truthfulness, cleanliness, worshipping the Brahmanas, taking the renounced order as means to counteract sinful activities. So Parikit Maharaj told him, this is very nice that it can counteract something sinful that someone has performed, but it doesn't take away the tendency of the heart to commit new sinful activities. Just like an elephant will take bath in a river, and then as soon as it comes out, it throws dust all over its body. So by performing material pious activities, it may counteract one sinful activity, but once again, because of one's being in a mode of nature, one will again perform sins and go to various hellish planets. So how can the living entity be free? So Sukadeva Goswami mercifully replied, for the benefit of all living beings, that the chanting of the holy name in pure devotional service not only counteracts the reactions of one or two sinful reactions in one life, but it counteracts the sinful reactions of millions upon millions of lives. More sins than one could possibly commit are counteracted and purified by the chanting of the holy name, and the tendency to commit new sinful activities is totally eradicated from the heart. Cheto Dharma Marjanam Bhagavadini Ravana. By the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the holy names of the Lord, the heart is cleansed of all dust, all accumulated contamination, and one is free from the cycle of birth and death. So to give evidence of this, he told one history of a very sinful person. The person wasn't born sinful, he was born in a very pious family. And his father, his parents, taught him how to be very religious. He would listen to his elders, he was very respectful, he was truthful. faithful religious wife. One day, when he was performing service for his father to get some purified grass and other paraphernalia for a sacrifice, he saw, as he was passing by in the streets, he saw one gold-clad sudra embracing and kissing a prostitute. They were both drunk, their eyes were rolling in intoxication, and they were just maddened, just like animals, trying to enjoy sense gratification, totally forgetting the responsibility of the human life. Then this prostitute looked lustfully for one moment at Ajamil. And because of his good training, he tried to control his mind. No, I must remember that I have to follow my rabbinical principles. I must remember my upbringing. But because he wasn't situated in pure devotion, he was just situated in the material mode of goodness. And the modes of nature in the material world are always changing. Sometimes goodness prevails, sometimes passion, sometimes ignorance. And one is going along with his pious activities, but because he's still within the control of the modes of nature, his past sins give him new desires that he wasn't aware of. Destiny takes over. So he couldn't control his mind. And he took that prostitute, and he took all of his parents' inheritance and spent it on the lusty activities of being that prostitute. He forgot all of his religious principles. He engaged in abominable sinful activities, hurting people, being drunk. And in the prostitute's womb, he got 10 children, the youngest of whom was named Narayan. This is the grace of the Vedic culture, that people naturally name their children names of God. So Ajamil was very attached to his youngest son, Narayan. He was already 88 years old, but he was so attached to the chattering and pattering and broken language of his little boy. So in his absorption, whenever he chewed and ate, he would say, come on, Narayan, come and chew and eat with me. Come and drink with me. Come on, sit in my lap. He didn't realize how inexhaustible time was enveloping him and devouring him. Then gradually the time of death came, and he saw three very fierce, not humans, but creatures with twisted bodies and faces, hairs on the body standing erect, sharp teeth, and they were coming with ropes. And they put those ropes around his neck, and now they were dragging him to the hellish regions. So many hellish planets Sukadeva Goswami had just been describing to Maharaj Parikshit. Like they would take a sinful man up to the top of a mountain, throw him down to the bottom of a mountain. He would break into millions of pieces, but he couldn't die because he had a special hellish body. And they would put him back together, bring him to the top of the mountain, throw him down again, and this would happen again and again. So Ajamil was so afraid, and his son was playing right near him. So in fear and attachment, he began to call out, Narayana, four syllables, Narayana. Not thinking of the Lord, thinking of his son, but with reference to the context. Four very, very beautiful Vishnu dutas, or messengers of Lord Vishnu, immediately appeared on the scene. Why four? Srila Gurudev explained, Narayana, because he chanted the four syllables of Lord Narayan. And so four very beautiful Vishnu dutas appeared, and they immediately, in a resounding voice like a cloud, began to chastise the Yamadutas. And the Yamadutas began to inquire from the Vishnu dutas, who are you? You look very beautiful. Your eyes are like lotus petals. Your garments are glittering like gold. You have very beautiful features. Why are you obstructing us? The Vishnudevas replied, well, who are you to chastise this person? What makes somebody eligible for punishment? So the Yamadutas, the constables of the god of death, Yamaraj, replied, actually, when you get down to it, all the entities are subject to punishment. Even if someone is pious, unknowingly he'll step on grass and destroy ants. What to speak of if they're sinful? So according to the level of their sinful and pious activities, everyone has to suffer in different species of life, in different hellish conditions. So the Vishnudutas told him, no, you are actually punishing someone who's not punishable. Because although atonements, material atonements, can never purify the heart of a sinful person, the supreme atonement of chanting the holy names of the Lord, and as Gurudev said, particularly the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, not only counteracts sins of this life, but for millions and millions of lives, and purifies the heart and frees the heart of all tendency to commit sinful activities. Moreover, all good qualities come to that person. So because this person, Ajamil, was chanting the holy name of the Lord, not with offenses, but he was chanting almost defenselessly, because he was not consciously chanting to counteract his sins. Rather innocently, he was calling out the name of his son. But with reference to the context, Lord Narayan, even if someone's chanting not purely, but chanting innocently, Lord Narayan says, I must protect him. And what kind of sins? Even if such a person is a slaughterer of cows, a drunkard, has sex life with his guru's wife, is a murderer, any kind of sin, the holy name eradicates. And even if someone dies who's been chanting the holy names, if he dies by falling off a rooftop, or by broken bones, or by high fever, still, all of his sins are eradicated. So Ajamil was not yet qualified to attain love of God, but because he had seen the pure devotees of the Lord, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Mantra Sarva Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi, by 1/11th of a second of the association of a pure devotee like Srila Gurudev, by that association, one can achieve all perfection. So previously, Ajamil had been chanting without the help of a guru, so there was no way that he could chant pure Nam. But when he was hearing the discussion of the Vishnudutas and the Yamadutas, because the Vishnudutas are pure associates of the Lord, he got their association and he was purified by their explanation. And that way it was like he was given initiation to receive the seed of Shuddha Nam, or pure Nam, just like about 100 devotees this morning received the seed of pure Nam from Srila Gurudev. And the opportunity is there for the rest of us who haven't had yet that opportunity. So now that Ajamil received the seed of Shuddha Nam, now his whole life changed. He wanted to speak to the Yamadutas, to the Vishnudutas, but they immediately disappeared. And because of his now purified existence, from having the association of the pure devotees, he began lamenting and repenting. I'm so sinful. I gave up my chaste and religious wife for this lowly prostitute, and I've eaten her food. If we eat food prepared by a non-devotee, by a materialist, by a sinful person, by an offensive person, I get that mentality. So he became just like her. From now on, I will never fall again. He had such determination by his pure association. Now I will engage in devotional service. I will chant the holy name of the Lord, and I will not fall again. He immediately left everything, and he went to Haridwar, and he performed severe austerities, taking shelter of a Vishnu temple. And very soon, by his pure chanting of the holy name, the Vishnu Dutas returned to him. And now he was able to speak to them, and they were speaking to him, because he had followed their instructions and become purified. So they took him, and he stepped on the head of death, and they brought him to a golden throne on a golden airplane that took Ajivil right to Vaikuntha. In the meantime, the Yamadutas went to their lord, the god of death, and they said, there are so many different opinions about who should get what punishment, but we always thought that you were the supreme in deciding this. But we see that your order fell through it, failed. Is there someone superior to you? So Yamaraj explained that we are Mahajans, myself, Bhishma, Jana, and there are 12 Mahajans who know the principles of religion. Who should get punished? Who should get rewarded? But the maker of religion, Dharmantu Shashat Bhagavat Pranitam, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself. And he says, Manmana Baba Madhavato, if you just think of me, become my devotee, always chant my name. As Gurudev said, surrender to me, giving up all material religious activities, I free you from all sin. So my order to you is, never go near someone who has taken shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord. Only bring to me those who have no association with pure devotees, those who are not chanting the holy name of the Lord, and who are thus engaged in material activities. So we're all very, very fortunate that we have such sublime activity, have sublime association as Srila Gurudev, who is the first and best disciple of our Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and who, in his succession, is giving the seed and the fruition of that pure holy name, so that not only we become free from all problems of life, but we can attain Goloka Vrindavan and become an associate of Krishna and Radha and all of their associates. Thank you very much.
You have heard the glory of Krishna Nama. Ajamil was of a very aristocratic family, but how he went in the forest and he was entangled with a prostitute, low cost. And he did all kinds of sins. But only by one thing, he kept his son named Narayan. And thus, Jamdut, he was out of the control of Jamraj also. When he heard the name of glory of the name of Narayan from four dut Narayana, at once his name was changed into pure name, because they were parshad, associate of Narayan. From then he heard the glory, and then he went to Haridwar. And he did hard austerities. And then he went to Vaikuntha. If this is the glory of Narayan name, you cannot imagine the power of Krishna name, because Narayan has come from Krishna. So more powerful it is. Narayana Nam can take in Vaikunth, but Krishna Nam in Vrindavan, Braj Guru. So this is the glory of Harinam. Once, 4 rishis, Sanakshanandan Sanatan, they went to Vaikunth to take darshan of Narayan. But Jaya Vijay, the god of Narayan, they disturbed. So they cursed Jaya Vijay. Now for 3 births, you will be Asur, Daitya Dana. So they came in this world as Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, very, very powerful. You will hear afterward. Among 2 brothers, elder was Hiranyaksha. He fought with Vishnu, Narayan, and he was killed. Then his body was collected from the battle and it was brought to palace and it was covered with a white
cloth.
All began to weep for mother, brother, wife, sisters. There was none that who can give
consolation
to others, his relatives. Hiranyakashipu was very learned. He knew all the theory of Veda, but only he could not follow. This is called Daitya. They know everything, but they cannot follow it. Then he began to tell, "Oh, why are you weeping? You should not weep. Because he has been killed in battle, so heaven is reserved for him. So don't weep. Also, you should know why you are weeping. Oh, for Hiranyaksha you are weeping. He is sleeping here. He told a previous story. Said there was a king, what name?
Sujagga.
And he was killed in a battle. His dead body was brought in palace and was covered with white dress. Jam Maharaj came there as a 5 years old boy and began to tell, "Why you are weeping?" Oh, an old person told, "Oh, go and play, you cannot understand." He told, "Jump." "Oh, what I know, you don't know. Why you are weeping?" Then they told, an old person told, "Oh, they are all weeping for Hiranyaksha, that is Sujagga." "Oh, but he is here? You are telling lie, false. He is here sleeping. You should call him, he will come back." "No, we are not weeping for body, but we are weeping for soul.
Oh, do you know how much golden color or black color he was? How
tall?
How, what was the qualities of soul, you know? No. Then why weeping? So, you should know that you are not this big body. You are soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Then, after some day, this Hiranyakasipu has a son. His name was Prahlad. He sent to his school, to Sandabarg, to guru teacher, guru or teacher. After some days, Prahlad one day returned from his school. his mother decorated him and gave him the lap of his father. Father told, Oh my dear son, what you have studied in your school? What you think better, tell me. Then what Prahlad told, Madhava Maharaj will speak.
No army with me, no minister. Where shall I go?
than a tiger. He saw in front of him there is a well, and some small tree came from the bank of that well. He thought, I'll jump inside that well when tiger will go away. Or my army and Mr. Shastri, they will come. They'll chase the tiger away and I'll go with him back my royal palace. So he hold the two branches of the tree and jump inside the well. When he went to down, he saw so many poisonous, fierce black snake. The hissing. As soon as he go down, snake will bite and he will die. What shall I do? If I go down, that snake will bite. If I come up, tiger will swallow me. And tiger get the smell of human beings. Only road is not going far away from there. And in the meantime, he saw two rats came out from the core of the well. And they started cutting the two branches which he was holding. And while he was jumping, another next branches there was beehive. He was dilapidated and honey is dropping down, just passing through his nose. So golden color, so nice. He further, death is up, death is bottom, and two rats are cutting the branches. If he not go down or up, that tree is very sharp. They cut and they bound to go drop down. And one is quite white and the rat was black. He pondered all this thing and he saw so nice honey. He took his thumb and catching one after another drop. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. He pondered completely and I missed one drop. Oh my goodness. Again trying. So what is mystery behind this? The tiger is personification of death. Whoever taken part in this world, they bound to die. Even big scientists and doctors, even they will not check their old age and death for a second. Must have to die. And what is the two rats? Two rats means one is white, another black. Means we are passing our time. We are losing our paramayu, our lifespan. One day, one night. The white was denote daytime because day is bright, and dark rest denotes night because night is dark. So by one day, and one week, one fortnight, one month, 1 year, by this, his passing is losing his time. And what is bottom of the snakes? All problem of the material world. So if someone wants to come over of these problems and want to be happy, then must have to take shelter of Guna Pai Guru and have to do bhajan being in Vrindavan or Navarti Dham of Jagannath Puri. You may ask, how so many people will fit there? You have to think about that. Krishna will arrange for us. If somebody cannot go there, by physically must be in mind. Indra, why is telling all these things? Vishnu is my enemy. He has killed my brother. Oh, then he told his guru teacher, Sandana Marta, this is a small boy, telling naturally, send him again, we'll teach him. Then they send him to Gurukul again. After few months, Prahlad Maharaj came back again. In same way, his mother decorated him and go to Hiranyakashipu's lab. Just told, my dear son, which you've learned so far? He told, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasayivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakham Atma Nivedanam Iti Pungsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktisthetama Lakhana Kriyek Bhagavat Tadhyayan Tanman Yadita Muttamam. Oh my dear father, I think this is the best. Savan of Sri Hari and Kirtan, Smaran Remembrance, all these things, the 9 leaves of Bhakti. And first we have to surrender yourself to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Vishnu is two types. One Ashraya Vishnu, another Vishaya Vishnu. I mean Ashraya Bhagavan and Vishaya Bhagavan. Ashraya Bhagavan means bona fide Gurudev, and Vishaya Bhagavan means Krishna. If you do so, and this is the best thing, hearing this, you will become very angry and look towards Sandayana Marta. You are teaching all these things? No, you never teach.
Why your parents learn all these things? We don't know, he never told him to tell us all these things. What I'm giving last chance to you? Then he asked, oh Prahlad, how your mind fits with Vishnu? And Prahlad told, Tatva. Now, what Prahlad mind replied? And what is the result and what anything chaos create in Hiranyakashipu's mind? We learn from Srimad Bhajanam Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
And they said to Hiranyakashipu, no, don't punish us. someone in the guard or guidance of a Vaishnava poisoning him. Then he asked Prahlad, where did you learn this? Prahlad said, my father. Nateyu Swartakavim Vishnu Durashaya Bahirata Manina Andaya Tamnayiru Kaviyamanas Tantishi Tantyamudi Dami Padaha. He said, my dear father, I am very sorry. For those like you who are absorbed in this material existence, they will never be able to understand that the real goal is to obtain the guidance, the shelter, the lotus feet of Vishnu. Rather, you cannot understand what is the real goal, what is your real fortune, how to be happy, and how to attain perfection. You have chosen a guru, a leader who is blind like you. Why? In this material world, we all want happiness, and we think that this person can help me. I will go to this school, this university, this famous person. He will give guidance. He has written a book, How to Be Happy and How to Master the Material Energy and Manipulate it in such a way that we can obtain sense gratification. But what is this? What is this? This is like a blind man who wants to find a way, and he holds the hand of another blind man. What is their destiny? Holding the hand of one blind man, the other blind man, they both fall into the ditch. And they are lost forever. So this is the goal, my dear father, Prahlad says, of a person like you who is always absorbed in the external energy. I can give you advice, my dear father. If you want to come out of this situation, anyone who is absorbed in the material energy, who thinks he can be happy in this world, there is only one way to come out of this. And that is to roll in the dust of the lotus feet of pure sadhus, pure Vaishnavas. Take the dust of the lotus feet and smear it all over your body. Only by that process, my dear father, will the strong, deep impressions of sense gratification disappear from your heart, and you will receive inspiration to worship Krishna. Not only that, Father, I will give you one more advice. You are actually a hopeless case, Prahlad says. Matirna Krishna Paratak Satova Nipalito Vipatyata Griha Vratanam At Ananta Gombir Tisatam Tamishtam Puna Puna Charivita Charvananam. Father, your mind, intelligence, is absorbed completely in Griha Vratanam. You have taken a vow to stay in this material world and make your home, your sense gratification, the goal of your life. Who has taken a vow, who thinks that he can be happy in this world? I will build my house, I will collect so many items, horses, cats, dogs, children, money, cars. I will take interest in cultivating the temporary goals in this material world. I will become a popular person and look after so many social amenities and be a useful, responsible person. All these things, my dear father, who have taken vow and interest to make this the goal of their life. Even if they sit together, come together, and hear instructions about the spiritual benefits that one can obtain in life, he will not be able to understand it. Why? Because he has made that vow, I shall be happy in this world, and I don't worry what comes after this life. For them, what are they doing? They are chewing that which has been chewed time and time again. What did our forefathers do? What did our grandfather do? Our father, our forefathers. The same thing. They thought we should be happy in this world. actually spiritually inclined, we will be very, very fortunate. But in general, 99.9% of the population, they think we should be happy by getting married, earning money, having happiness from collecting so many items in our household, raising children, looking after them, and in the meantime, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, their life passes in vain. And at the end of the life, oh my God, where am I going? They have no idea. And again, they will rotate in the 8,400,000 species which are available in this world according to that karma. But in the human form of life, we can actually transcend this eternal, continuous cycle of burden that in which we have become entrapped since time immemorial. That Prahlad is explaining to his father here. He said, but father, those who are not able to appreciate this knowledge because they have made a vow to be happy in this world, they are simply engaged in chewing that which has been chewed so many times before. Like a dog. What is his business? Yeah. A dog is running after another dog. Yeah. Who has a bone? Who he has somehow found digging up in the earth, he has found a bone. What was the origin of that bone? Some other dog has buried that bone in the ground. He has been chewing it and chewing it. The dog finds the bone. He wants to chew it. Another dog comes and they fight, and one runs away with the bone. And what is happening? Chewing that bone, he thinks how tasteful it is. What is actually happening? His jaws are getting screwed up, and he tastes his own blood. This is chewing the chew. We are trying so much to enjoy sense gratification, but what is the price? We have to work very, very hard day and night. And a little bit of sense gratification is obtainable in the form of sex life and in the form of looking after the small children. But when you, when the small children become big and they don't listen to you anymore, and they take drugs and do whatever they want to do, where is the happiness? Sorrow after sorrow, problem after problem. So this is the position of those who have made a vow to stay in this world. My dear father, the Lord said, you are very, very unfortunate. You will not be able to understand this. Then what happened after that, we will hear from the next speaker.
Then his father, Hiranyakashipu, became so angry. He became red. And he wanted to kill him, Prahlad, by throwing from the mountains, giving in ocean, in fire, snakes biting,
poisonous food,
so many ways. His one sister was
Holika.
She has some bone that she will not
burn in fire.
She took Prahlad and entered in fire. She
turned into ashes.
She was dead, burned into ashes, and Prahlad came out as if he is coming from snow house. In this way, he tried so much to kill Prahlad, but he could not. Then he began fear. Oh, due to this boy, I will be killed. Oh. Then he became very worried. Then Sandamark, they told, oh, my father is outside Sukrachar. He will come and in a do and they are two, he is to come and he will
change the boy.
Change the boy. So again they took them.
Gurukul.
But how Hiranyakashipu was so powerful? Previously he went to a mountain and standing on a toe of 1 feet, foot standing, 60,000. For 60,000 years, Brahma saw that everything is stopped in this world. Then he came to Hiranyakashipu and told that, I'm satisfied, you should ask any broom. Hiranyakashipu told, I should be
immortal.
Anyone cannot, in whole life I will be safe, no one can kill me. Brahma told, I cannot give this. But instead of anything else you should ask. Then he told that I should not die in daytime, night time. I should not be killed by any animal or any man or dana, daitya,
demon,
snakes. I should not be killed in any year.
Not inside in the house, outside of the house.
Not in the sky, not in
up
and on earth, or anyone
created
that you have created, Brahma. Oh, by they cannot kill me. Oh yes, and giving the seed. So, by this bond he became very, very powerful. He conquered Indra. All demons became his subordinate. And thus, but those who are doing bhajan, they are very powerful. Always Krishna protects them. So Hiranyakashipu could not kill him. So one day Sandamarka asked, Sandamarka went for any
function, household job,
job, and made Prahlad tutor.
Monitor
of the class. When the two brothers, Sandamarka, went outside, then all boys began to tell that, oh, we should play. But Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, listen me first and then play. And then what he told?
Gurudeva Gaurachandana Vajrali Krishna Krishna Bhakta Chalabhaktaya Namo. So first of all, to pronounce Lord Sri Gurudeva on Shripad Sishina Bhakta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Kidai Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Thank you for coming to hear some Hari Katha. So Sri Gurudeva has ordered us to discuss what Prahlad Maharaj told the demon sons. So Sandamarka had gone outside and they put Prahlad in charge of the classes. So all the boys began to muck around and play. Then Prahlad said, no, don't. You should come and hear something. You should worship and serve the Supreme Lord. Then the boy said, Prahlad, we don't know anything about worshiping the Supreme Lord. Then prajna komara achat pragya dharma bhagavata miha durva manasa janma tadapi adruvam adhagam. Prajna spiritual life began from the age of komara, from the age of 5 years old. Why? Because this human form is very rarely achieved. Adruvam adhagam. Even though it's true this human form of life is also temporary, like other forms of life, it can afford one the greatest benediction. There are 8,400,000 species of life, 900,000 aquatics, starved reduction density, 2 million types of plant species, 2,100,000 types of bacteria, worms, germs, and insects, Patsinam, Dasarakshanam, 1 million types of birds, Chatur Rakshanapap, Mana, and only 400,000 species of humans. This human form of life is the only form of life in which one can practice spiritual life properly. In the heavenly planets, the demigods have so much material enjoyment, they cannot worship the Lord. And the lower species, there is so much suffering, they cannot remember the Lord. Therefore, this human form of life, even though it's also temporary, there's not too much enjoyment, there's not too much suffering. Therefore, this human form of life, one can engage oneself in remembering the Lord. That is the prime benediction of the human form of life. Therefore, one who gets the human form of life but does not chant the name of Bhagavan, does not remember him, does not offer respects to the Vaishnavas, then that person is like a two-legged animal. Only difference, no horn and no tail. Therefore, Prabhupada writes that Govanam Acharya begins spiritual life from 5 years old. And the boy said, but Prabhupada, when we're older than the wheelchair, then we can do bhajan, after we've enjoyed it a lot, then when there's no more enjoyment, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, no. Because you only live 100 years. Even nowadays, who lives 100 years? Most people are popping the cork when they're 70 years or 80 years. Very few people live to 100 years in this Kali Yuga. Actually, what is the lifespan in America, you know? The real lifespan of a person in America? 50 years. Because there's so much abortion going on. Therefore, just say by some miracle, you live to 100 years. Prahlad Maharaj said, 50 years you lose by sleep. Persons who have uncontrolled senses, then they sleep day and night in ignorance. Then if you take 100 minus 50 years of sleep, how much is left? 50 years. So when you're a child, passing school and napping, crawling here and there, you cannot do anything. You cannot understand the goal of life. So 10 years is lost in childhood. How much is left? 50 minus 10? 40 years. Then 10 to 20, we waste our life playing cricket, playing soccer, going to school. Remember how terrible that was? 10 years lost in playing with friends, mucking around. So that means 40 minus another 10, how many left? 30. Then don't forget old age. 80 to 100. You can only eat mashed potatoes. You cannot see, you cannot speak, you cannot hear. Because all the senses are destroyed by time. So 80 to 100, 20 years lost. How many left? 10 years. So my friends, in those 10 years, you're going to get a job, you're going to get an education, you're going to get married, you're going to raise a Hare Krishna. When is the time for spiritual life? Therefore, spiritual life should begin right now. What good things should be done today, a good thing you should not put up to tonight, or even tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen, spiritual life begins from where?
Today.
Now, take shelter of bona fide guru, take mantra for him and chant the holy name, make your life become perfect. So Prabhupada said, gave so many wonderful instructions on spiritual life. After the materials, remember the Supreme Lord at the time of death. Their minds are filled with images of their children and grandchildren, parents, friends, relatives. They are attached to their shops, attached to their businesses, attached to their homes and cars. Then how they can remember the Supreme Lord? Such persons live in vain. Therefore the boy is asked, Prahlad, how are you start spiritual life? And where did you get all this knowledge from? Then Guru Maharaj just explained, when Hiranyakasipu was standing on one leg with his hands in the air for 60,000 years, that time he went to another place. So his wife, Kayadu, she was pregnant. But Indra came to kill the baby in the womb, Prahlad. But Narayana stopped. That is not any son of any demon. That is a great Mahajan Prahlad Maharaj.
So Kalyani was taken by the great saint Naradrishi to his bridge, to his ashram. And Naradmuni, what's he doing there at night? Naradmuni Rajai Dina. Naradmuni always chanting, Radhi Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram. Day and night he always speaking topics of Krishna. And Prahlad was there in the womb for 60,000 years. And he heard all spiritual instructions from his guru. Then he was born with perfect devotion. Are we doing a different thing tonight? When Prahlad died in millions of years before in Satyuga, we don't have to change anything. We only have to hear from a perfect spiritual master. All perfection is achieved just by hearing. Prahlad Maharaj never even saw his guru, but he performed the topmost service to the spiritual master. What's the best service to the guru? Hearing. When Gurudev came to Australia the first time, what do I want from you? He goes, I want your ears. I don't want anything else. It means hear my instructions and try and practice them. This is the greatest dakshin or gift we can give to the spiritual master. So, Guru Susu Saya Bhakta Savaravtava Nevacha Sangena Sangha Bhaktena Iswara Arada Nevacha Shradaya Patkataya Cha Kidana Gunakamaka Tad Param Guru Dhyana Pramidesha Adana Adhiti. Spiritual life, what's the first step? Taking shelter of the bona fide Guru. And Sabha Bhaktava Nevacha and offer him everything. Why? Because none of us have seen Bhagavan Krishna. You can only see him in the time of perfection. Then how we can understand what is good for us, how to progress in spiritual life? That is Bhagavan's representative, the form of pure guru. And you should offer him everything. What does that mean? Does that mean we should all come and put on our wills, I give everything to my Gurudev, Sri Bhaktivedanta Raya Maharaj. We hand over all our money, all our cars, all our family members. This is not what Guru wants from us. What does Guru want from us? He's not interested in any material possessions that we have. What does he want? He wants us. No? Our independence. Don't move according to your own desire. Move according to the desire of Gurudev. The Gurudev desire is the desire of Bhagavan. Therefore, offer everything we have to the bona fide representative of Krishna. And he will not misguide him if he is a bona fide guru. No? Therefore, the first step is faith. Faith on Guru, offering him everything. And Guru will teach you what? Sarunena Sangya Bhaktena. Guru will teach you how to associate with the Vaishnavas. Nowadays people don't take any proper instruction from Guru. They abuse Vaishnavas, they treat everyone very badly, they misuse everyone because they never teach Sangya or any Guru. Therefore Guru teaches how to do Vaishnava Sangha. And then Vaishnavas and Guru will teach you Iswara Alayana Cha. They will teach you the process of worship of Bhagavan. Prahlad said, what's the worship of Bhagavan? Shraya Takatayamscha. He will give you faith in the process of hearing. Then he will teach you Sankirtana Gunakamaka. Then he will teach you how to chant the qualities and activities of Bhagavan. Then Tatpara Gunatyana. He will gradually, you will be purified, you can always remember Krishna. Then Tatlangiksha Aranagi. And Gurudev will engage in the service of Takuji, the deity in the temple. So Prabhupada gave so many wonderful instructions. If you read 7th Canto Bhagavatam, you can see the great instructions. But then very easily, the boy said, how we can start? What can we do? Then Prabhupada said it very easily. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yeah.
What? Where have you been?
Oh, Father, where you get your power from? The same place you get your power, the same place everyone gets their power.
You have power, boy?
Everyone gets the mercy of
you. You want to be power, boy? You want to be the power?
My Lord has power.
Your Lord? You've been taking that LSD, boy. You are high.
Well, you don't take drugs, Father. We get our whole time of sin.
You're living on a drug. You're a walking drug. What are you doing? Where is your God? Where is your bishop? You people believe in bishop?
Yes!
You believe in bishop?
Yes!
Don't talk that nonsense now. This is all a figment of your imagination. You hear me? There is no bishop. I will take care of him, and I'm going to show you where is your Vishnu.
Father, he is everywhere, but you've never seen him.
Everywhere? Is he behind that pillar?
Father,
is he behind that pillar?
He is in that pillar.
You see, he's on LSD. What? Hey, where is Vishnu? Where is he?
Oh,
চলো ওখানে যাই।
কতক্ষণ বসবেন
একটু দেখে নিই।
I'm busy with this.